Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Ponycast. Today we are joined by show jumper Rod McQueen from McQueen Equestrian to talk about Rod's time at Pony Club and how it got him to where he is today. Welcome Rod, and thanks for joining us. We're excited to have you here with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you first got into riding and then show jumping?
Sure. Look, thanks for having me, Renee. I grew up in Bronte Beach, of all places, in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. Obviously, Bronte Beach is pretty far from where any horses might be. From a young kid, very keen on horses. I watched a lot of Man from Snow River as a kid, and parents finally gave in, and took me to ride at Centennial Park. Went to a riding school there. Did a bit of time, just working out what I wanted to do, learning to canter, all that sort of thing, and then ended up going to a jumping stable there, Budapest Riding School, run by Laz Petho, who only just recently retired last year, and was there for a few years learning to jump and joining the local pony club, which was Eastern Suburbs at the time. I think there was only 14 members. I was the only boy of 14. In the club, and just experienced it all, sporting, jumping, bit of eventing, and just to work out what I wanted to do.
It's the best thing about Pony Club, isn't it? You get to experience
That's right.
It all. So
yeah,
can you tell us what your favorite time at Pony Club was and what was your best memory?
Probably I did go to state sporting in Gundagai. That was a really cool experience, just to see all the different people, and meeting people of all different backgrounds, and obviously a lot of country people were doing it, and I was definitely not one of them. And then did state equitation at Mudgee, actually, just to try and do a bit of everything. Really enjoyed that as well. Just again, meeting all these people from different zones and different areas, and then running into them actually later in life, through other show jumping competitions.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? Lifelong friends always made at Pony Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
how do you think Pony Club's gotten you to where you are today in the show jumping world?
I think back to the start would be after doing all the different disciplines. After Pony Club and then going to the open events and realizing, right, show jumping is what I wanted to focus on. I did from through Pony Club, did jumping and did a bit of eventing and working out. In the eventing, I worked out pretty quickly. If your dressage wasn't good enough, then you ended up quite low on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
But I love going cross country and riding in open space and experiencing that. And then realized, right, the technical side of it is the jumping, and I started to focus on the jumping, and then obviously didn't bypass dressage because it's very important show jumping, as flat work is the foundation of it, really, and just stuck with show jumping.
Awesome. And what do you think sets show jumping apart from other equestrian disciplines, and what do you find most challenging about it?
I suppose you're constantly learning. You go into the ring, even if you're on a, if I'm on a young greener horse jumping 80, 90 centimetres, and then I could be on an older horse jumping a metre 30, metre 40. Come out of every round. The biggest thing I probably find is that I come out of a round and I'm saying to myself, gee, I'd like to ride that line again and just do it again. So that's the big thing when you're training. And I sort of try and say, when I'm going to do clinics and teaching all levels, is when you're training something, trying to do it a few times to progressively improve it. And then, because when you go in the ring, you've got one shot. So, things can happen, and just learning all those different experiences, because you never know what's going to happen. So it's trying to expose yourself to them somehow, and then try and react in the ring when you haven't got much time to think, and try and make it a good outcome.
And can you describe your training regime and how you prepare yourself and your horse for your competitions?
Sure. So say if it's a weekend competition, we don't jump the horses from Tuesday to Friday and then go to the show. Tuesday, if the horse is fit, Tuesday will either be light ride or even a hack out. I tried to ride the horses off the arena at least one day a week. We've got a good hill paddock, just to keep them fresh as well as us, really, in the mind, not, you know, on the arena every day.
Yeah.
Really good for their sort of, you know, mental well-being, I suppose, the horse. And then flat work is a lot of it. Pole work as well, doing a lot of pole work, which I also encourage when I'm, you know, teaching at Pony Club or show jumping clinics, because, you know, you can't be jumping every day, but it's poles are a good way to work on your eye, adjusting the horse's stride, how to react when a horse jumps a pole or trots over a pole. You know, do I have to slow down? Do I have to move up to the next jump? And just trying to maintain a good rhythm and approaching every jump with a good line, and keep it that simple and try and work on that and make that really consistent for both the horse and the rider. And then jumping is generally pretty easy, but easier said than done.
There's a lot more to jumping than just jumping over poles all the time. You've got to
That's right.
be working all the time,
yep,
consistently doing your flat work and mixing it
yeah.
up. So
that's it. And the big thing too is, even if, you know, if we've got a horse that jumps a meter 30 plus, it doesn't jump meter 30 plus every day. It trains that simple stuff of adjustability between two poles. It's, you know, getting the horse to feel the same going right as it does to go left.
Yeah.
And feel that it can turn a right corner, a left corner, and feel like the same horse. It's not falling in, falling out, that sort of thing. And, you know, the day before the show, maybe on a Thursday or a Friday, we might give the horses a jump. And then you go to the show and they're good to go. But definitely not jumping every day, and definitely not jumping, okay, I'm going to the show, I've got to be jumping that. Look, you might jump a couple of jumps a little bit bigger, maybe if the horse is a little bit too brave, and, you know, you might put a couple a bit taller before the show. But apart from that, it's just mainly getting the horse confident, traveling well between the jumps, and getting the horse to focus on the jump and not say on the rider's hands if the horse is being a bit out of control and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's some great tips for our jumpers out there. And what have been some of your biggest accomplishments in your show jumping career, and what are some of your goals for the future?
So I'd probably have to say, when I was left school, I finished school, to my year 12, and then bought a young horse. She was 3 years old. And that process of having a young horse and the ups and downs of that, and the learning process of that, just to now how I can translate that to another young horse or even pass that on to other riders. But I took that horse to jump in some World Cup qualifiers. From 3 years and up, obviously, she was 10, 11, 12, that sort of time when she was in the peak of her career. That was probably the biggest one. You know, I first went to World Cup when she was about 10, and it wasn't great. Had a couple of rails in the round, and it's for the next 12 months, with the coach that I was training with, suggested that I step back a level. So I went from jumping the big jumps, which is, you know, meter 50 or meter 45, meter 50 plus, back to just jumping a meter 35, meter 40 for 12 months. And I stayed at that level for 12 months, consolidated the both of us. So then when I made that step up again, I was lucky enough to win two Grand Prix. One was the state championships at SIAC, the Grand Prix there in the main arena. And the other one was a two-star event at the polo show. They ran a showcase of show jumping, FEI two-star class. And on that horse, I won that.
That's amazing. So it is okay to go back a step.
Lot there trying to, that's right. And then the step up was easy because we were both on the same page. So, and I say that to, you know, whether someone's going from E grade to D grade, or should I go up? Well, if you can consolidate and you can ride an E grade round, and it feels easy, and everything's, you know, you do that consistently, so it's so easy, whether that's 10, 15, 20, 30 rounds, whatever, 50 rounds, so however many it takes, the both of you feel it's really even, the horse is listening, you're both on the same page, then the step up is not so easy. Not so hard, sorry. Not so hard.
Yeah. That's great. That's really great info. Thanks, Rob, for that. And how do you manage the mental and emotional aspects of competing, such as dealing with nerves or disappointment?
Sure. again, going back to being that come out of the ring, I disappointed. I shouldn't. I did that. Should have done that. That I suppose is the hardest thing about the sport. You know, there's two minds thinking at the same time, and the biggest thing is probably just trying to take the biggest thing I try is take the positive out of it. What did I do well? What could have gone better? And yeah, trying to move on from that. Yep. And if there's something simple as right, that you know, in a line or a horse spook or whatever it was, how can I go home and fix that or improve that for the next event? And if I was looking at stepping up, maybe I do another week at that level before I go up a level.
Yeah, that's a great.
But the main thing would be probably, yeah, try and focus on as best I can, focus on the positive of the round and then learn from the what didn't go so well.
Yeah, that's a great tip there. And who's your favourite horse? And can you talk about your relationship with your horse and how you build trust and communication with them?
Sure. So I ride multiple horses in what I do. So I generally try and own one horse at a time of my own. So at the moment I've got a 4-year-old. His name is Hank, and I broke him in. And he, so at the moment he's probably a bit of a favorite. But there's a couple that I jump for that are owned by other people. So it's a bit hard to name one, but for favorite horses for their own different reasons. So you can get a young horse that might come through our door and start competing, and at the you know, starting out at 80 and 90, they might have a few issues or whatever, and then you iron them out and the horse actually starts to really come together and you're jumping a meter and right, this horse is actually, you know, quite good, and then you develop that horse. So there's a bit of that, and then obviously the horse is jumping a meter 30 that do the job that you know, make it what feel like how it should. They're really exciting to ride as well. But at the moment I don't know if I have a favorite, but like I, you know, the horse I own, he's pretty cool. And I sort of try and get them to a level, you know, produce them to maybe 4, 5, 6 year old, and then on sell them to people.
Yeah, that's great. What advice would you give someone starting out in show jumping?
Probably gain as most experiences, different experiences as you can. So going to clinics, training with, you know, getting lessons from, well, try and base with one coach, obviously, so it's not too confusing, but go to clinics with different coaches, because everyone's going to have a different way of explaining something. And even if you go away to a clinic or a regional school or a lesson even, if you can take one thing away, that's something. You might not think that everything that was said works, but if there's, you can generally go away with one, maybe two things, and then those things will stay with you. And that's what I've sort of learned. I've been lucky enough to be exposed to some fantastic coaches over the years, both in Australia and internationally. And that's the biggest thing, is just getting experience from, you know, all different coaches. Because they'll all have a different way of explaining something, and they'll all have a different experience of the sport. And the other thing would be, you know, getting experience from riding a range of different horses. Yeah. Because time in the competition arena, there's nothing like it, and that's the best way to learn, is just getting on as many horses as you can to gain that experience and gain that round where, oh, I could have done that. And then it just flows on from there. But because I always only had one horse going through school and finishing school, I did a plumbing trade before I started doing this professionally. And that was what I found the hardest thing. It was actually a coach from America suggested, he goes, if you jumped 10 horses a day, then you'd be away. And then I was lucky enough to start riding a lot of horses, and it improved out of sight. So yeah, there was that one little advice I took away from that. That's right.
And how has the show jumping world changed during your career, and what do you think the future of the sport looks like?
Very good question. I suppose the first thing that would have changed from when I was younger is the the horses. So we're now lucky, we're breeding in Australia a lot of purpose-bred horses. So a lot of the warm bloods, we used to have those, a lot of thoroughbreds in the sport years ago. There's still great thoroughbreds out there. But definitely that thing of we're breeding a lot of purpose-bred horses who are built, you know, bred to jump Olympic discipline, you know, jump Olympic level and event and dressage and all that sort of thing. So then they're commonly the warm bloods. You can cross really well a warm blood with a nice thoroughbred, which, you know, that's sort of started to happen in the last 15, 20 years. And that's coming along. But there are still good thoroughbreds out there. They're just not as many that, you know, when they were jumping a lot of the major classes, they were quite heavily thoroughbred horses. So yeah, I would say in terms of the horsepower, that's changed dramatically. And even at the top level of the Olympics, you look at the horses over the last 20 years, the jumping itself's changed. The design of the jumps, the gear's a lot lighter, so it falls easier. The times on the course are a lot tighter, so it's a faster sport. So the horses have to be fast on their feet. They have to be, if you're too fast, then you're going to knock poles down. So the horses have got to be careful enough to not touch the light gear. So that would probably be the biggest thing I've noticed is the time allowed on the courses and the types of gear and how courses are built. To be a lot more solid colored poles, more of a fill in the jump, whereas now it's in the bigger classes is you're having less poles, so the jump's a lot airier, so less for the horse to concentrate on. So they've really got to be looking at the top rail, whereas before there'd be quite solid things underneath the jump in fill to sort of back the horse off the jump. So yeah, that's probably the biggest thing I've noticed over the years, the change. Yeah.
And can you share any memorable experiences or stories from your time as a show jumper?
Oh, now you're making me think.
I know, tricky one.
many, yeah. When I was probably a junior young rider, so out of Pony Club, but going to open events goes back to sort of starting in Pony Club, meeting people and being friends with those people for a long time. So when I was that junior young rider level, we used to go to Wait to a Show in Nowra for a couple of weeks. It was actually ran by Jane Franken. And we had all these people from different areas. We'd go there. But it was a two-week show, like two weekends in a row with the week off in the middle, and created a lot of good friendships then. And a lot of those friendships I still have today and people are still competing. And back then, when we were competing against each other, it was never, I'm competing against you. It was more of a friendship. Everyone was helping each other. Everyone was, you know, had a good time with it. It was fun, and everyone just wanted everyone to do well. And if, you know, someone was always, you know, winning, someone different was always winning, wasn't always the same person. And yeah, there was just a really good camaraderie between this group of people. And a lot of those people I'm still friends with. And one of them is actually my partner. We've been together for 11 years now, but we met when we were 15. And yeah, she grew up in the sport with her family. But just think those sort of memories would probably be the best. Apart from having that wonderful horse that I'd produced, that was, you know, in terms of from a competition point of view for myself, that was probably one of the best. But then the whole, just the friendships you create over the years and how they're still, you know, still they are today.
We do hear lots through of Pony stories. Club. Yeah, we do hear lots of stories of meeting partners at Pony Club. And we're very lucky to have Jane Frankham still with us organising events and, you know, absolutely, working with us here at Pony Club. She's amazing. What do you do outside of show jumping to stay physically and mentally fit and to relax and recharge?
Sure. So growing up in Bronte Beach, I surf. So when I get the chance, even in the colder months, I'll duck down to beach, catch a few waves. It's always good to just have a day away from the horses. Play a bit of golf. I haven't played lately, but golf's a good one. And then, going away, holidaying just a week here or there. Obviously, we can't do a lot with horses. It's pretty full time, but it's a great lifestyle. But that, just when it's a quiet time around Christmas and time in winter, just getting away for a week, really. But heavily involved with the sport, and it's our passion, so we busy doing what we do.
It's a bit of a lifestyle in itself, isn't it? A relaxing lifestyle with horses.
Right.
Yeah. And what does a typical lesson look like with Rod McQueen?
Well, how would I start? I'd probably start depending on the level of the rider, but if it was mainly knowing they have control would be one. If I know that they're depending on the level they're at, but two counter poles in a straight line, I use it a lot. It's good for your eye. And it's something you can take away and do safely on your own. And I do that a lot. Like when I travel, doing regional schools, camps, that's what I start out doing, because it comes back to that thing of even the people in the highest level in the sport practice this, and you can keep practicing it. You can ride multiple different horses. You can spend a lot of time progressively making it better, or trying to perfect it, so to speak. And there's so much you can do with it, because it tells me a lot too about, does the rider have control? Can the rider maintain a good rhythm? Is the rider aware of maybe how to approach a good line to a pole and imagining that it's a jump? So I do a lot of that in the beginning, and then might move to some jumps. I don't do a lot of grids. I never really have. It's more about how you ride the fence to produce, the horse to jump well. Lots of that.
Awesome. That sounds awesome. What's next for you, Rod? Any exciting news?
What have we got? We've got a lot of exciting young horses at the moment coming through. There might be an opportunity to take a couple of them overseas. Unfortunately, in what we do have to make a life out of it and a bit of a business. So we do sell them when they get to a level, and that's part of our job. So there's a couple of exciting horses that we have, some of them we own, some of them we own with other people, and some that are fully owned by other people, that might head overseas in the next year or two to be sold, which is very exciting to see them, overseas doing what they're doing. I'm continuing coaching more and enjoying that. So trying to get around to as many different regions as possible. Especially going afar, out of Sydney, because just passing on that knowledge to whoever I can, really. I'll keep growing that side of what I do. And then the horses that we compete and develop campaign will hopefully keep progressing, and
be
seen out in the jumping arena, around Australia and maybe overseas.
Yeah, that sounds really, really exciting. Well, we thank you, Rob, for coming today, and thanks for chatting with us. And for all those that are interested in having some lessons with Rod, Rod's decals can be found under our paid instructors panel on our website at ponyclubnewsouthwales.org.au. And thanks, Rob. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
Awesome.